Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. These guys want to cook. Let's see what they've got in the oven right here. Let's go with Jay. Jay, what you got, brother?
Let him cook now.
But we got Lamar Jackson is going to be traded to the Houston Texans. They're going to give away that second pick. Then Houston is immediately going to be contenders, and we're going to do something that we haven't did in a very long time called winning.
Wow.
I said let him cook!
How about that? How about that? Lamar Jackson to the Texans. How happy would y'all be if Lamar Jackson was to come here? Huh? You give up the 2 pick? What else you give up? Next year's pick? Yep. This year's 2. Next year's this year's okay, how about both of them? 2 and 12 and next year's 1. Next year's first.
For what?
3
you don't
first.
Have to. You only have to give up 2.
For Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. He signs his all he's got to do is sign his tender and they get traded. You get 2.
Oh, that's
if you
right.
Lose him.
Well, unless you work out
he's got to sign his tender. The Houston Texans have to make an offer that Baltimore will not take. Then you give him the 2 and your highest first next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do it.
I'd do it too.
It's tricky. It's tricky because you don't have, not only do you not have a rookie contract, you got a tremendously high contract. It's really going to start limiting what you can do. You're worried about Bryce Young's size and injury, then you step right into a guy who's
injured,
gone season injuries, season ending injuries last 2 years.
Yeah, but he's Lamar Jackson.
He's ready to make plays right now.
Right now. I mean, you're right.
And this team's
ready to win.
And Frank, his team's ready to win at a high level, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, honestly, they can win.
Well, so the
why
San
can't
Francisco,
they win in this division?
Think about this. The San Francisco model was they did trade a second rounder for Jimmy Garoppolo when everyone thought they should have gotten a first. But anyway, they traded a second for Jimmy Garoppolo. But if you look at some of the moves that they made in San Francisco, now San Francisco's GM is near John Lynch and well, certainly Kyle Shanahan's not here. But if you look at what they did, they drafted C.J. Beathard in the 3rd round, who really didn't do anything. They had, I don't know if they drafted Nick Mullen late, but he was able to run the offense. They got to a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo and damn near won one with Jimmy Garoppolo, who they traded a second for. But while they were doing all this stuff, and they would go up and down, up and down. So they were able to draft. It started way back when they drafted Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner in back-to-back drafts. And so they got Buckner, I think they got Armstead in 15. They got Buckner in 16, and those are big, long guys, just like Tyree Wilson, by the way. So they got Armstead and Buckner, and then, although D'Amico was not the defense coordinator at that particular point, and then they drafted Nick Bosa. So all this time, when they have high draft picks, they're killing it with defensive line picks. They're just killing it. And then they drafted Mike McGlinchey at right tackle and one first-round pick. And they kept these other quarterbacks. You know, they had, I mean, like I said, Garoppolo's a fine quarterback. You could, probably could have gotten a one for him. The Patriots only got a two for him. But he's a game manager. He wasn't. He was a snap taker. He's not a playmaker. Brock Purdy's a snap taker. He's not a playmaker. But they keep adding pieces all around them, right? Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Then when they think they've got a chance to really go for it, they fire at Trey Lance mm-hmm. with draft picks to try to get the playmaker to take them over the top. And it fails only because of injury so far. Then they get Brock Purdy in there, and they've got all these weapons. And they go deep with, you know, and they got a real shot with Brock Purdy, a seventh rounder who had bad tape for 3 years in a row, 2 years in a row. And it's because they made another move for Christian McCaffrey. They've got Debo Samuel. Basically, they have so many weapons around them. So one of the things the Texans could do, I'm just saying philosophically, is say, look, let's spend this year building out our defense, building the structure of our home. We'll get the really nice interior, which is the quarterback. But let's build the bones of this team. Let's not panic and take a quarterback that we don't believe in. Yep. And let's just wait. We're not trading up for Hendon Hooker. We'll go get a mid-round pick. We'll roll with Davis Mills, and we'll look and see if a Mac Jones trade is available. We'll look and see if there's a Trey Lance trade available. And then we'll see what happens, and then we'll go into next year's draft. And next year, we'll take another look at the draft. And let me tell you, Hartman. Yeah, Sam Hartman. Could be a guy who we look at next year along with Drake May and Caleb Williams. You could have Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers could be a guy who maybe ends up getting hot and goes. Like, who's the other guy that's going to come out of nowhere this year? Like we saw with Anthony Richardson, for example. Who's that going to be? So we could have as many as five better quarterbacks next year, and you could be, with two first-round picks, you definitely have a great chance of getting a quarterback that you would like potentially next year. So, I think they may just build the bones this year of the foundation for a championship, which is defensive line, pass rush, and then keep trying to add good football players, and then kick the quarterback decision to now. It's not out of the realm of possibility that you offer a third and get Trey Lance tonight. I'm sorry, tomorrow, or even day two. It's not out of the possibility that you say we'll give you a three that turns into a two. If Trey does all these things, and we want Trey Lance, you ain't giving up a lot. And maybe San Francisco feels too embarrassed to make a deal based on what they gave up for him, and they may just keep him. Maybe you make a deal with Bill Belichick, and you say, "Look, we're not gonna give you, you know, let's say you say we're not giving you two, but we'll take Mac Jones, and we'll give you our 12th pick." For Mac Jones and a fourth rounder, and then they have enough ammunition to trade up to get Will Levis somewhere. Or I don't know how it would work. New England, you know, maybe there's a chance you end up with Mac Jones. But I'm just saying,
I don't want that.
I don't think C.J. Stroud's going to be the pick. I definitely don't think Will Levis is going to be the pick. And I don't think I think they're passing quarterback unless Bryce Young somehow miraculously falls to them, and this Will Levis stuff is real, which it is, I mean, good luck.
Chance. Ryan wants to get in here. Hey, Ryan.
Let him cook!
What's going on, fellas? All right, so my cook is that Jake Myers is going to shake it off, return to Rake Myers, win a Golden Glove, and bat over 300.
Let him cook now!
That's cooking. Because that would be exceptional, especially, you know, with Jake's arm, that he would be a Gold Glove center fielder. I like it. He's going to hit over 300.
Right.
Which he's doing right now, I believe. He's hitting 302, isn't he? What's Jake hitting right now?
Jake is hitting, 301, 302.
Yeah. If he can continue at this pace... I don't know how you get him out of the lineup. Chaz, sorry. You were the guy.
All right, I'm going to cook right now.
Okay.
Mauricio Dubon, you can hold it. You can hold it until after. Mauricio Dubon will not only stay in the lineup and displace Jose Altuve, as he's Wally Pipped Jose Altuve, he will also, or maybe he'll just switch between center fielder and second base. He will be the first player to play multiple positions and displace a future Hall of Famer and win the batting title.
I said, let him cook.
Okay. He's going to rotate between second base, left field and center field and first, and then he'll win a batting title.
And he'll win the batting title. That's Mauricio Dubon.
Yep.
Mauricio
professional hitter Dubon, is what I call him.
Dubon is going to win the batting title. There you have it.
Professional hitter.
Professional hitter. That doesn't get more professional than that. Doesn't get more professional than what you just said, actually. I got Jose Abreu over 750, which is more likely? Dubon wins the batting title or Jose Abreu's OPS is over 750? Hey. You think Dubon...
You can't get to 750 with occasional doubles every two
series. Yeah, all you got to do is add 200 points to his OPS.
Occasional doubles aren't going to do it. Okay, over-under on home runs for Abreu, 9.5.
Oh, at this rate? Way under.
Obviously, at this rate, it's zero.
Well, at this rate of his bat speed...
It's 9.5. That's not... Like, we're not even to 10. His Vegas total is 22.5.
22.5. I was going to take the over, too. I'm kind of glad I missed that one. I missed that bet.
I mean,
getting that down. No. I wasn't able. I got shut out of the window. And I got, thank goodness.
As my buddy Harold would say, no. That is not the, that is not what I was expecting. Who's got more home runs this year? Our current first baseman or our first baseman last year?
He hit one last night.
Well,
inside
did
the
it
park.
Go out of the park?
Nope. It was an inside
so
the park.
So what I'm saying is there's a chance that Jose...
The left fielder died on the play.
Jose Abreu could get the same type of inside the park home run. What if he runs up the hill that they have and runs into the flagpole?
They don't. There's no more flagpole. They took that. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, okay. Well, he's not going to get a.
Yeah.
Okay, so that eliminates.
Well, they could run into the wall. The big.
Nah, but I was hoping there was still.
The small monster.
Are you sure they're not putting the hill and flagpole back up?
They're not putting that back up.
What
so
if
there's no chance Jose Abreu right. gets a home run? Is that what
Stay
you're saying?
Stay with me on this one. What if the left fielder or the center fielder fall out of that train and onto the field, dead?
If Mr. Smoky Pants falls on the left fielder?
Or pushes him. No, yeah. Oh. No, if the outfielder's up, well, I can't get him up in the train. We'd have to have Mr. Smoky Pants fall onto the outfielder.
Right. He's looking over
probably,
to see the play.
Honestly, wouldn't it's his luck, he'd get a ground rule double.
He's
just
got
another double.
You know how many doubles he has already? Four. How many doubles do you have, Lance? None. Okay. You might break an ankle trying to run around first base. Four doubles this year, which is second on the team in doubles. Thank you. Who's third on the team? Dubon has six. Pena has seven doubles already. Pena has seven doubles and four home runs. Wow. Pena's slugging is .427, which ain't too bad. Ain't too bad. It's just not good for Jose Abreu this year. Just not good. 9:13 ESPN 97.5
at 92.5. It's worse than not good.
No, it's not good.
This is a bad start, but it's one thing to slump. It's another when I need to go look at his fan graph, see what his – do they have bat speed on there or just exit velo?
No, they
just have exit velo.
They have exit velo, which is rotten. And his war is negative 0.5.
How
That's
can you,
awful.
You can't have, well, is there a FIP, any kind of FIPs that help them?
No.
Are there WOBAs? Are there any kind of?
There's no ex-WOBAs.
Can you get Larry the GM on here to tell us that there's a good thing for him?
There's nothing.
Like what about an expected WOBA?
There's nothing good. Nothing. Hey, we're going to be at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage tomorrow night with our draft coverage. We want you to be there. We got me, Jeremy, Paul Gallant, Patrick Creighton. And listen, you come in, sign up for our mock draft content, and you will when you arrive at Valencia's, so you can qualify for a 75-inch television courtesy of Audiovisual Consultation. Our entire NFL draft coverage is presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. Listen, if you have any kind of an issue with your prostate, if you feel like you can't go, you can't stop, you can't start, you got to get up in the middle of the night 20 times, or three times a night, it's awful. You might have an enlarged prostate. One of our listeners said his dad got the operation instead of going to see Doc Manabese, and I just can't think of anything dumber. Why would you put yourself through all that pain, when you can do it painlessly? All the pain is putting the needle for the IV into you. That's it. That's the extent of the pain when you're talking about Doc Manavis. She's awesome. She's got a system that is so much better. It basically takes about 45 minutes. That's it. If you're looking for the best way to get out of that enlarged prostate, there's one place to go, 975prostate.com. Do not get surgery, period, exclamation point. Anybody you know that's talking about prostate surgery, tell them right now. Go to 975prostate.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Today's the press conference. Ime Udoka. Here is Woj from ESPN fame talking about the hiring of Ime Udoka by the Rockets.
I think as much as anything, the fact that the league office, who had reviewed the independent report that the Celtics had commissioned in the aftermath of Udoka's improper relationship with a woman in that organization within the basketball realm in Boston, that there was nothing that the league office was telling them precluded Houston or any other team from hiring Ime Udoka, that there was nothing that they found to be disqualifying to work again in the NBA. There was an initial year-long suspension in Boston that turned, into a dismissal as Joe Mazzulla was having success with that Boston team. But I think for Houston, certainly they met Udoka in person. They spent time with him. They talked to a lot of people who've worked with him, who've known him, who vouched for him through the years in different organizations, and came to the decision that they would be willing to offer him their head coaching job and make a significant commitment to him contractually.
I'm going to say this. Let me preface this by saying I am, from a basketball standpoint, I'm extremely excited about Ime Udoka. Extremely excited. I think he's exactly what the Rockets need. I think he brings the attitude that you need to have, which is defense, toughness, physicality. I think he is going to hold players accountable. Everything about Udoka I like. I am going to read this just because this headline still concerns me. Still concerns me because of what could happen if something leaks from Boston now or whatever. This is the headline. After defending Ime Udoka, ex-NBA player Matt Barnes claims situation is 100 times uglier than any of us thought. Quote, some things happened that I can't condone. I can't back, and it's not my place to tell you what happened. That's less than 24 hours after he was defending Ime Udoka. He backtracked it, and after making the post that defended Udoka on Thursday night, Barnes said that he got a call from some that, quote, had all the details. This bleep is deep. I try to report and talk with facts and honesty, and I clearly have to say that last night without knowing all the facts, I did that last night without knowing all the facts. I spoke on Ime's defense. After finding out the facts, after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this situation in Boston is deep. It's messy. It's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. That's why I erased what I did. So I just want to make sure, I know that's gone away. And the only reason I bring that up, and like I said, I am excited about this. I don't know what happened with Ime Udoka, and nothing's come out. But I want to make sure that we're all clear that Matt Barnes, who is nobody's yes man in terms of front offices or anything like that, Matt Barnes is about as rugged as it comes, and he's about as real as it comes. When Matt Barnes said that, it really, at that time, I remember thinking, ooh, Matt Barnes backtracks in 24 hours and says something's quote-unquote 100 times uglier. The only reason I'm bringing this up is so we all remember, if somebody tries to leak something that makes this situation, because you just heard Adrian Wojnarowski said teams looked at it and the Rockets looked and they didn't have anything that concerned them, but he shouldn't be. Matt Barnes' comment does not look like something like, oh, somebody had an affair behind the scenes with a staff member, and that's it. That, what he said, sounds way, way different. Now, did he get good information? I don't know. But I'm just saying, just remember that that was out there in case somebody tries to leak something or blow Udoka up after the hiring.
Well, look, that's what immediately when this came out, that Udoka was a possibility, just what, 3 weeks ago, we brought this to the table. The first thing that you think of is none of this stuff has come out. And if it does come out, it could be extremely embarrassing for the Rockets organization. Because it might – look at – now, I'm not comparing the two. This is not. But 30 years after an incident happened, Greg Berhalter had to explain something that was 30 years old with his own wife and possibly cost him his job with USMNT. 30 years ago, that nothing had come out. People are paying the price for stuff from their youth, from their Twitter accounts.
It depends on how hard people want to bring it up and how hard they want to go.
This is something that cost him his job in Boston after taking the team to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
It had to be something serious.
And not just the one-year suspension. They got rid of him.
And it hasn't come out yet. If it comes out at any point and it is salacious – it is something that could be embarrassing for everyone involved, and it actually might be something that is too tough to overcome, and he may be, you know, you're taking a chance. You are taking a chance. Now, they've done their due diligence.
They can only get what they can get, too.
Yeah.
Like, they can do all the work they can, and, you know, you never know if there's some kind of an NDA involved where somebody can't disclose something or a payoff or a... Well, I don't know. I just know when Matt Barnes said that, I was like, ooh, all these people who are saying, we demand to know what happened. Because they were on Udoka's side. Udoka may not want that stuff out there for you to be demanding. When Matt Barnes said that, that was an immediate red flag for me. However, like I said, if the Rockets found nothing, and maybe Matt Barnes got bad information, I don't know. What he's saying isn't, what he's saying 100 times uglier, messier, deeper, that isn't, oh, you had a relationship behind the scenes. That's not what that is. Yeah. That's something clearly Matt Barnes thought it was worse. So if that comes out, you're right. All the things you said could be the case. And from a basketball standpoint, obviously, I don't know what happened, so I'm just telling you, I'm really excited from a basketball standpoint. I just want to make sure that we're all clear that there is always going to be this specter about something coming out at some point. Because like you said, Greg Berhalter got clipped 30 years later, something had happened in a bar with his then-girlfriend who became his wife, and they've been married for more than 20 years, like 28 years or something like that, 25 years. So, you know, if somebody wants to push and make something a big deal, they can really bring it out to the forefront. So hopefully the Rockets have gathered all the information that they possibly could and that they are okay with that, and hopefully the information Matt Barnes got was incorrect information.
Hopefully. And hopefully this will never rear its ugly head. Hopefully. Because I want to see Ime Udoka as the Rockets head coach. He's awesome. And it's a great, great hire for the organization. Unless it's too ugly to overcome. Unless it's too ugly. Oh, do you want to hear a really hot take? Okay. Maybe your son isn't so far off. Listen to Gilbert Arenas talking about the Houston Rockets.
No, I'm not going to Detroit. I'm a French superstar.
Why?
Next team, please.
Charlotte, no.
Nope. I'm French. I am not going to Charlotte, North Carolina. Come on, man. Where's the poppin' city?
Oh, we got
who I am.
We got the Houston Rockets.
He might be like Yao Ming was.
I was
going to Houston.
He's going to Houston.
If I'm him, I'm looking at Houston. The other four, y'all can fuck off, okay? The NBA is not giving you this French sensation, so y'all don't even know. Y'all better stop taking because y'all ain't getting him. He's going to a big city. You're not putting him in a small market team.
That's it. It's a done deal. Wemby to the Rockets.
This is the thing, though. Mason and Gilbert Arenas are both known conspiracy theorists.
That's true.
Both of them are big conspiracy theorists, so I don't really trust...
I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think it's good business.
Okay.
It's good for business. Patrick Ewing to New York. was good for business.
Yes, it was good
for business. It was business, and business was good.
Yes, but that was back when they had envelopes and David Stern. Has there ever been a more gangster-ass commissioner in the history of sports?
Wait that ping pong ball. That's all you got to do. Wait.
How do you do that?
You put.
Well, there are people who have gamed the system before.
Are you
kidding?
You don't think that there's been any lottery?
Lottery rigging?
Yeah, lottery rigging.
I don't think they could make it perfect, but maybe they could rig it to the Rockets percentages with rigged ping pong balls actually goes to, like, you know, 22%. Maybe they could do something like that. I'm not suggesting they're doing that.
No.
In fact, I think I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, so I think this is all absolutely ludicrous.
No.
But does the NBA, would they like him in a bigger
place? Do you think?
Place? Do they want him in Detroit?
Do they want him in Charlotte? Do they want him in Orlando?
I mean,
do they want him in Detroit?
If you go to Charlotte, can you imagine? Is that the worst case scenario for Wimby? Charlotte?
Oh, my God.
Except you say Michael Jordan.
Listen, Anthony Davis disappeared when he was in New Orleans. Disappeared. How many Anthony Davis games did you see? Now how many games do you see him when he's in L.A.?
Well,
the time.
Well, to be fair, he disappeared because of his injuries. And Zion Williamson has disappeared, too.
He's disappeared.
And also when he reappeared, ta-da! Look how big I am now. Ta-da! I disappeared, but I reappeared. Muffalata. Boom!
That's ugly, ugly. That's why he New didn't
Orleans
play.
Isn't.
That's why he didn't play, because you were going to make fun of
that's
him.
That's true. That's a good point. I'm sorry.
Well, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, Zion.
You're the reason.
I'm trying to lose some too, Zion. That's my bad. Now, I go out there and do draft stuff. I do my work, though. I work, even if my hips hurt from sitting too long. I still do work. I put in work.
Yeah.
You don't.
Do
I feel like Lance right now? Do I feel like Prime? No, I don't feel like Lance. And you don't feel like Zion. The difference is, when I don't feel like Lance, I still got to go do stuff with my kids. Watch TV in my room. But if they come in, I tell them, hey, stop being loud. I'm trying to watch a show.
Yeah.
Like, there's interactions.
Right.
I will buy them canes sometimes. I will write up draft prospects. I do mock drafts. I will pick up sometimes shoes around the house. I do work. I put in work. The other day I was, I bought a jacket yesterday.
You do work.
I'm working right now. I've done.
Oh, you're going to get on a plane, go to L.A. and stay in a hotel.
Yeah, I got to stay in a hotel and
hit the digital the hotel
stream
bar.
Right. You know, some of us can't just sit around and say, we don't feel like ourselves.
No.
We're just going to collect these multi-millions of dollars. No. If I try to pull that on NFL Network, guess what?
You're not getting your multi-millions.
I'm not getting it anyway, but I'm not getting my multi-thousands.
Right.
My multi-hundreds. There you go. There you go, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, I don't feel like me.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We don't feel like you anymore either. Beat it.
No, you're bigger. You're bigger. You feel bigger. That's all. You just feel a lot bigger than you used to be. Time to talk right now about something big. It's T-Box Texas. I was with Daniel yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he unveiled this on me. He said, hey, how about the fact that we can actually bring a golf simulator to you? Are you having a party and you want a golf simulator there? T-Box Texas brings it to you, sets it up. You can have it for the weekend, basically. That's how good it is. You don't want to buy a golf simulator, don't want it laying around all the time. That's okay. How about you can rent one at tboxtexas.com, TEEboxTexas.com. What a great party favor this is for people. You can actually play golf courses or just hit shots, see who's going to hit it closest to whatever hole. You can set it up however you like it, and you can have that golf simulator at your home or your business or wherever, and T-Box Texas will bring it, set it up, and then come and pick it up. Probably days later. You could have it there for a few days or over the weekend. That's what happens all the time at TEEboxTexas.com. Or you can go to the bar, have your party there with 8 golf simulators, and you can have a huge party with 8 different golf simulators there. You guys can all compete at the same golf course. And what a party that is. A golf party. What? Oh, by the way, there's a bar and TVs and everything else at T-Box Texas. So you're looking for a great time had by all. It's T-Box Texas. Rain, shine, day, night, hot, cold, whatever it is, you got golf inside at TBoxTexas.com.
Loot and Rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. ESPN is your home for the best draft coverage. Okay, we're going to be here tomorrow. The Wheelhouse is heading to Kansas City. We're going to go to Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. We want you to be there, 6 to 11. Me, Jeremy, Paul Gallant, Patrick Creighton. Bring your, listen, we want you to come. Don't forget to sign up for our mock draft content when you arrive at Valencia so you can qualify to win a 75-inch television courtesy of audio-visual consultation. Also, Valencia's is giving away $50 gift cards throughout the show. So our entire NFL draft coverage presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. Let's go. That's good stuff. Good stuff. You are certain the Texans will not take Will Levis.
I do not believe he will. I do not believe. No. I've been told there's 0% chance.
Zero.
However, John McClain believes in his final mock that Will Levis is the pick at two.
I'm gonna go with you on this one.
He doesn't have as many connections because of the building, but he does know Cal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that they would. I don't know. The draft stuff is so hard. I'm not saying that John McClain is wrong. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe that Will Levis would be the pick at two with that tape. I just can't believe it.
If you take Levis over Stroud and you're the Texans,
you're taking a huge risk. Huge risk.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I just don't believe in Will Levis. No. There's something fundamentally. I don't think he has the swagger and confidence and poise to be a plus NFL quarterback. I think he could probably be an average. If I were grading him for an NFL team, I'd probably put a 62 on him, meaning very average NFL starter would be the best I would give him. I think that intangibles and the mental makeup, for me, from what I've heard from talking to people, it
so you got no chance he's Josh Allen.
No, I don't think he's Josh Allen. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. It's the playground test. If you dropped a quarterback off on a playground, a rough playground, you know, kind of just in the streets, and you drop Josh Allen off, guys are still going to be good with him. They'll respect him quickly. He's not going to show any signs of weakness. He's going to play, whether it's football, basketball, whatever. Josh is going to be a guy who people go, that's a guy. I mean, he physically looks like it.
He's a dude.
That's that dude. Yeah. Joe Burrow, that's that dude. He's a dude. He doesn't have to be about the physical stuff. It's just he's got a brashness, a confidence, a no back down. It gains people's respect quickly. I don't get that. I think Mahomes has it. I don't know necessarily that any of these quarterbacks necessarily have that, but I think that because you also have to put talent in there too, by the way. But I don't think Levis has that. I just don't. And when the going gets tough and the adversity flies, I just don't believe in him fundamentally. And I think at least Richardson, who I also don't believe in as a passer, he has a special size, physical ability. And I saw a game
in
Utah.
He'd be a dude on the playground.
Now, he's a dude that can make a bunch of plays. Now, can you win in the NFL? So far, the Bears haven't proven that you can win with a running quarterback. This is going to be the final chance for Justin Fields because he is going to have some pieces around him. So we're going to find out. But, you know, I think there's a better chance that Anthony Richardson can do something. I just don't believe in Levis. That's how I have a hard time getting there with the second pick with Levis. And he's not accurate. And this offense requires accuracy. So who's accurate in this draft? C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud's way more accurate than Richardson or Levis. However, if you have a problem with the agent, if you have a problem with the cognition, if you have a problem with your interview you had when he came in for the 30-day visit, if you didn't see something on tape, if you don't think he's a fit for the offense, whatever, then you're going to pass because you don't draft quarterbacks that you don't believe in. That is the fastest way to get fired. Do not draft quarterbacks you do not believe in. You must believe in your quarterback.
Yes. No, don't get something.
And that's how teams operate, and that's why quarterbacks slip. Everyone thinks you need a quarterback, so everyone's got trade-ups, right? Trade up, quarterback. It'll be four quarterbacks. And then you get surprised when guys fall because your job's not on the line when you make your mock draft. those guys' jobs are on the line. And that's why if they don't believe in a guy, they say, we got to pass on him because we're trying to win, and I don't feel like getting fired
for
this guy.
What about a guy
that at Zach Wilson.
Okay.
That was a fireable offense.
Listen, speaking of Zach Wilson, that's what I was going to say. A guy who was just drafted in the first round.
Looked overwhelmed from the first day of the draft.
So what about, you know what? The Jets have Aaron Rodgers now. What about trading for Zach Wilson?
Shut up. I'm not going to play that game with you. You're not going to cook that hard on me. I'm not going to let you do the Zach.
That's
you
can cooking.
Just go back to the Davis Mills thing. I would much rather have Davis Mills than Zach Wilson.
Oh, way more. Now, you talk about
that guy was the second pick of the draft.
Zach, as bad as Davis Mills was, he's one of the most poised quarterbacks you'll ever find. Zach Wilson is the exact opposite. Well, who is the Missouri quarterback, backup quarterback now? Gilbert. No. Goodness gracious, John.
The backup?
Yeah.
Chase.
No, not Chase Daniel. No. Gosh, dog. Anyway, his feet, he can't, he's all discombobulated in the pocket.
The backup in Missouri? Now?
No.
Or old school. You're talking about
yeah.
He was the 10th pick of the draft.
Yeah, never mind. Anyway, talk about.
Watch it, mother. The guy who yelled that when he was running out of bounds.
Yes. So you want to talk. Davis Mills, if nothing else, it didn't matter what happened. Davis Mills was poised. Zach Wilson, they brought that up this morning on the show before ours. Would anybody trade Max Kellerman? Would anybody trade now for Zach Wilson? What? What about Zach Wilson? Does anybody? Did you see?
You might trade for him like a fifth.
Zach Wilson's mom applauding the Aaron Rodgers signing.
No.
Yeah. Was when the announcement came by the New York Jets that we've acquired Aaron Rodgers,
she had a
retweeted
video
it with claps. With,
no, she
with
did.
With the claps emojis. Yes. Yes, she did.
Oh.
Well, listen, that's not bad for Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson gets to learn behind Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's good.
That's not bad for him.
No, that's good.
Do you want to throw him back into out on the field this
listen,
year?
Listen, although he does have sound to him saying, What if the Jets end up adding another quarterback? I'm going to make his life hell every day in practice.
Yeah, right.
No, you're not. Trust me when I tell you this. Their life will not be hell at all.
Do you
all.
Think Aaron Rodgers' life is going to be hell because of Zach Wilson?
Your life will not be hell at all.
Okay.
The quarterback you are thinking of is Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert. That's what I was thinking.
Blaine Gabbert.
Yes.
Blaine Gabbert literally would scream, oh, I got to get out of here.
Wait a minute. Speaking of which, you got to go.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the picture of Mac Jones.
Don't show it. Don't retweet it.
Just in case
he ends up here.
What if he does end up here? There's a picture. My goodness. Like he's. Oh, my goodness. Looks like you're going to get it today, RJ. Lance is leaving. He's got to go pick up his suit and get on a plane. So it looks like you, my friend, are going to catch it on News of the Weird next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I guess Craig the Surf isn't going to catch it at all today. I guess not. So taking a break. When we come back, News of the Weird with RJ. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Paul Gallant came in here to save RJ. Thank you, Paul. So you need to thank him for saving you, RJ, so that you didn't get News of the Weird aimed at
you. Thank you, Paul.
Do you use your cell phone on the toilet?
Duh.
Well, it's got pathogenic bacteria, Paul, now because mine has been covered in pathogenic bacteria.
How often do you wash your phone?
Never.
I don't either.
I use my shirt right now. This is the most I've washed it ever.
I mean, look, it builds up your immune system.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, spin some.
So, don't use your phone on the toilet. I always do. Today's pretzel day, Paul. Are you going to Annie Ann's?
No, I'm not going to Annie Ann's.
Do you like Annie Ann's?
Not really.
I love Annie Ann's. Any answer to pretzel, hot dog inside the pretzel, especially the one, the spicy one inside the pretzel?
There's a hot dog inside the pretzel.
A pretzel, yeah, that's
that
a pretzel
actually
bun.
Very good.
No, it's excellent.
I've never heard of that before.
Excellent.
The only pretzel
free,
I've ever had.
Okay,
was...
today, as part of the celebration, rewards members can redeem a free original or cinnamon sugar pretzel today. So if you're a, I'm not a member. Okay, I'm not a member of the Auntie Anne's Club.
Seems like you want to be, though, with
I do. I do. I really kind of do. A man who's 27 who married a ragdoll is left distraught when his wife falls ill and even calls paramedics to treat her.
Wait.
Do you feel like that calling paramedics was the right call so she doesn't die?
But it's a ragdoll.
It's a ragdoll. Right.
So it's one of those dolls.
Right. So they... so. But look, he's in the ambulance crying with the ragdoll.
Wait,
I mean, they put her in the ambulance.
How does it stop working?
Oh, she's got one of those mouths that... don't do this. Don't. Dude, don't do this.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
She's got one of those. I mean, a man in China kidnapped his own granddaughter for a $72,000 ransom so he could continue to gamble. Do you feel like it's a bad thing because he likes to gamble?
I think he could have gotten more.
I know, right? For your
72
for
grand?
A little girl?
Come on, that's got to be more. Than
your
that.
Own granddaughter. I feel like, hey, if you're not going to give me the money, I'm gonna steal my granddaughter. I'm gonna steal my granddaughter anyway because I want her,
yeah.
Not because I want to gamble, just because I want her. I'm gonna steal her from her parents. So there was a sign in Utrecht warning residents about recent thefts.
Okay.
It was a sign, apparently, that was using a battery. And apparently the battery was stolen from the sign that was warning residents about recent thefts.
I like it.
It's a little...
I mean, at that point, they're just they're making,
you know,
fun of them.
Well, right?
They're just bleeping.
Oh, really?
Them.
People are stealing stuff? Watch this. Can't see your sign no more.
Love it.
Because the battery was stolen. Apparently, a new study finds that apartments are getting way too hot in the summer. Duh.
Especially here.
We needed a study to find out that apartments are hot?
Yeah. This is big landlord trying to put that out there, though, so that they, you know, get a little bit of slack, perhaps, for air conditioning costs and such.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe it's, yeah, that the air conditioning companies are absolutely, hey, your apartment's too hot. Air conditioning? Anyone? Apparently, there was a new study that found that parrots who learn to video call other parrots are less lonely. Do you feel like parrots who make video calls to other parrots are less lonely?
I would guess so. How are they doing this? How are they doing this with their talents?
Because parrots can... Yeah, look, there's a parrot on an iPad.
Wow. Okay.
Video calling another parrot. How about that?
Man, okay. Well, look, I guess if they see another bird, they're going to be
happy. That's right. Would you not be less lonely? I mean,
I guess
honestly.
Are birds lonely?
I would imagine if they're sitting in a cage all day when you're not home.
Yeah.
And you finally come home, they're like, well, you've been all day, right?
Would you ever have a bird?
Never.
Never?
No.
Any kind? Like an eagle?
No. No, an eagle.
Falcon?
No.
It'd be kind of cool to have one of those.
Yeah, it would be really cool, except illegal, right?
That I do not know.
An eagle?
Probably for an eagle.
An eagle?
But there are falconers.
Yeah. I would, yeah, there's some superhero that's a falconer. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Apparently the Bank of England says, hey, listen, Britons, you need to accept the fact that we're poorer. That's all there is to it.
Hell,
do you,
yeah,
feel like your bank, the Bank of America, should tell everybody, listen, it's all right, listen, just accept it, we're poorer?
I mean, you may as well, because it seems like every single bank is failing.
Yeah, well, this is true.
Get ahead of it.
You know, I'm not going to say anything about this political situation that we're in. The Red Cross is asking players to stop committing war crimes in video games.
Well, I mean, you can't help it in some video games. I mean,
that's the name of the game,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, I don't know if you've ever played Call of Duty, John. I don't know if you're a big video game
guy. Not.
There is literally a level where it opens up and you can commit essentially war crimes at a Russian airport. It's messed up.
Really?
It's called No Russian. It's messed up, dude.
You could just commit all kinds of war crimes.
I mean, yes. It's basically, you go into an airport and they're like, all right, do what you want. And everybody else is just shooting up people at the airport. It's messed up.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, you can actually skip through the level.
Are there women involved in this, with these war crimes?
It's all sexes and all races. It's bad.
That's terrible.
Can confirm.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto, do you think there's any war crimes committed in there?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's RPG and blow up a minivan.
Why would I want to play a game where you couldn't commit a war crime?
I mean, that's the whole point, because you're not doing it in real life. I mean, you got to do it in... If certain people had video games, would they maybe have not channeled their aggression on the rest of the world? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
The world
if
wars.
I could, yeah. There's a township that is forcing argumentative parents to be umpires at Little League games. This
awesome.
Is a great solution to that problem.
It's awesome. I feel bad for people who are umpiring little kids, and on top of that, coaches of little kids, because it seems that parents are getting worse and worse. John, I've wanted to try to get involved in youth sports for like the last couple of years, and every single time I bring it up on the air, everyone says, don't. It's not worth your time.
No, I coached about – we had a rule about that. The league needs – this is a good – this
yeah,
is a good
I love
one.
It. That's a it's, great call.
There was a lot of that going on previously, and then it just stopped because it's just, the league just said, okay, you're going to get tossed. Get out. Beat it.
Would you be a good ref?
I would be a good umpire. Absolutely. Okay. I would be a,
I don't think I
I'm
would.
Not doing it, though.
That's why.
Unless they have a golf course and a Coors Light behind home plate, then I'm not doing it.
You'd be one of the people that's like enforcing the rules on a golf course?
I could be a marshal.
Yeah.
I could be a marshal. Absolutely. But then I would shirk my duties because I'd be playing all the time.
I'd be too many drinks.
If I see somebody in a hole near me doing something wrong, then I would be a good marshal.
Hey, don't do that. All right.
Yeah. Stop doing that because I want to hit here. Pick up the pace because I want to hit here. Where Don Paul is next, you can hear him right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Me and Dell. Dell will be in for Lance tomorrow morning right here. And then we got the draft show that you and I will be at.
Woo!
We're going to be there tomorrow night. That'll be fun at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Have a great show.
Drive me smooth, motherfucker.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.